Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. So talking about the race for our presidency, because the Republic of Ireland later this year, we're going to elect a new president because Michael D. Higgins, he has to retire. That's constitutionally compulsory, seeing he's coming at the end of his second term. So 14 years he's there, been in there in Aras an Uachtaráin, as in the Hall of the Chief. That's the presidential palace, you know, formerly the Viceregal Lodge in Phoenix Park. So who is going to be the next president, well, of the Republic? We normally say no president of Ireland, but, you know, I like to say Republic of Ireland. Well, the good news is it's not going to be Mary Lou McDonald, who is the odious leader of Sinn Féin. And she has said it's excluded any possibility of standing. Remember, polling day is 24th of October, so not too long to go. I mean, close the nominations actually quite soon, later this month. Anyway, so because they feel that a candidate last time, that woman, that Gael Gore from Ballyvourna, which is in County Cork, it's west of Macroom, almost on the border of Kerry, it's a Gaeltacht area, but she performed abysmally, only got 6% of the vote. Seemed a bit drab, I mean, personally unobjectionable, despite her rebarbative politics. But for such a major party, that was a debacle, and Sinn Féin doesn't want to risk that again. I mean, I think it's foolish of them. They haven't said, we're definitely going to field a candidate. I mean, I would if I were them. They're the biggest party in both the North and the South. You think they go for it. So they wouldn't do as badly as last time. You know, they were the biggest party in Dáil Éireann recently. So they probably will have a candidate. Will they back some far left candidate or something like that? So anyway, so Michelle O'Neill, who's the first minister of Northern Ireland, and she's a Sinn Féiner as well. It's unclear whether she's going to go for it. It doesn't look likely, but we have elected a Northern president before, and that was Mary McAleish, a Belfast woman, who was elected for Fianna Fáil, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, goodness. I mean, I know she was made professor of 24 of law at Trinity College Dublin, just like her immediate predecessor, Mary Robinson. But it is ridiculous to be professor at that age. I mean, OK, in the 60s, you didn't have to have a PhD in law when Mary Robinson got it. And then likewise, what's her name? McAleish didn't have a doctorate in law either. OK, a law degree, called to the bar, but it's preposterous to make someone that. You wouldn't even get a junior lectureship these days. I've no idea how good a legal scholar she is, but maybe she's creditable. I don't know about these things. Catherine Connolly is a big name people are talking about. So Sinn Féin, they may throw their weight behind her, someone who's not a member of their party. So there are other possibilities. Anyway. So who is it going to be? Well, we know who it's not going to be. Conor McGregor says it's not going to be him. Thank God for that. But Catherine Connolly, this independent candidate, wow, what a dark horse, who's sat for Galway West since 2016. She's the only one who said, yeah, she's going to throw her hat in the ring. She's a barrister. Now, those two women were barristers as well. And I think those are the only barristers we've had. So leftists are behind her. The far left, People for Profit, the Social Democrats, and indeed the Labour Party. So she's been banging a nationalist drum. She went up to Belfast saying, oh, yes, she really wants Northern Ireland to fuse with the Republic and so on. So Heather Humphreys, so she is Fine Gael's official candidate. So Fine Gael's one of the coalition parties. So been a governing party, you know, almost half the time since the partition of Ireland. So, yeah, and she was at a TD for some time. I remember reading a quotation some years ago that she's a Protestant Ulster woman, and she is. She's from Monaghan, and she pointed out her grandfather at the age of 19. He signed the Ulster Solemn League and Covenant in 1912, but she regards herself as a zealous Republican. So she's held a number of ministerial portfolios, and, you know, how old is she? About 60, married, she's got children, what can I say? She's rather ineffectual, smiley, perhaps hard to dislike. Really doesn't seem like a leader sort of person to me. Okay, people are talking about Eamon O'Queeve for Fianna Fáil. He's not really a household name, but he's got a pedigree because, of course, his maternal grandfather was Eamon de Valera. You know, he was president of Sinn Féin in 1917, the only commander of an Easter Rising outpost, not to get the lead injection he so richly deserved. Eamon de Valera of uncertain paternity. We know his father definitely wasn't Vivian de Valera. We have no idea who was. The only president of Ireland born outside of Ireland, born in the United States, an American citizen, and the Longfellow who cast the long shadow of Irish history, been to his grave at Glasnevin, won't talk about all his posts. So called himself the President of the Irish Republic when he went to the United States after the First World War. He was, Taoiseach 1932 to 48, and then later on back again, president for 14 years, dying in 1975. The 50th anniversary of his death has just gone. So we've never had a relative serve in those posts, president. We have had a father and son pair of Taoiseach, as in W.T. Cosgrave and then his son Liam Cosgrave, like 40 years later, roughly. That's O'Queeve. Maybe is he the sort of establishment candidate? He's rather dull, and he says he's going to really look at the countryside more, gets neglected, won't just be a Dublin president. Okay, so that's him. So Jim Gavin, now he might get the Fianna Fáil nomination, and he's widely known for having been a manager of Dublin GAA, that's Gaelic Athletic Association. Not everyone watching this video will be Irish, so I have to spell these things out. The GAA organises, these uniquely Irish sports such as Gaelic football and hurling and so forth. It's not my bag. Okay, so the Dubs, they did very, very well, winning the All Ireland, as in against all the counties sometimes. Okay, so GAA, it's got a presence really in every town in Ireland, and it is an explicitly nationalist organization, fine, as well as the sporting one. Some people are in it just more than the sport, some people maybe a little bit more the nationalism, and so on. Okay, so he's got a profile outside politics. People talking about Billy Kelleher, but I think not terribly serious, is also a Fianna Fáiler who was member of the European Parliament. Absolutely abominable what he wants to do to children. So he used to represent Cork North Central. He had some minor ministerial posts. So Bertie Ahern said he's definitely not going to do it. He was an absolute disgrace, an imbecile, a totally uneducated man. He missed less than one of public speaking talking to his toes, despite decades in public life. Being Lord Mayor of Dublin at an early age, and his brother was a TD as well. So and he's an absolute shyster, sunk by a corruption scandal, was in office for 11 years, just knows nothing, always lying, always contradict himself, a national embarrassment. So Michael Flatley said he shan't go for it. The Irish American guy from Riverdance, Conor McGregor, that cage fighter or whatever, he's like an absolute monster. He's not going for it. People talked about Gareth Sheridan, this businessman. He used to run Nutriban, the pharmaceutical company, to energize the youth quake, but not happening. Now Peter Casey, he tried to get it last time. He's that entrepreneur from Derry. He used to sort of do Dragon's Den, but he's not really talking about seriously. So I mean, Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly, they've got a head start as they're both in the race. Okay, so I mean, it's more likely to be a woman. Of the two, God, it's hard to say. I mildly think Heather Humphreys is a bit more likely. I don't like either of them. I always think the most unpopular candidate is the best. Connolly's leftist politics, nauseating. Heather Humphreys, kind of twee, free of all originality. Wow, dull, unimpressive. I can't think of who would I cast my ballot for. Well, I'm not resident of the States and not registered to vote. We actually, quite sensibly, we don't allow emigrants to vote. You've got to be not just an Irish citizen, actually resident in the Republic. Although, curiously enough, murderer McGuinness was permitted to stand, the butcher's boy, who was busy terrorizing a city, Derry, through most of his life. That criminal was allowed to contest the presidency, even though he actually lived in the United Kingdom. There we go. Strange, hey? Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecalland7@gmail.com. Goodbye.